You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to episode 4 of the Doing English Podcast. In today's exciting episode, 3 reasons why running is good for your English. Now, in last week's episode, I shared with you my story about how I got into running, why I started, the struggle that I went through to get into it, and why I still do it today, as well as the progress that I have made over the last couple of years, and the positive benefits that that has had on my life. And also, I explained to you why English is just like running, in that it is a process that has to be taken a day at a time, a single step at a time. Just like running, you can't just get English all in one go. You've got to learn it a bit at a time, over time. You have to turn up each day, and you have to learn it a little bit a day, over time. Just like with running, you can't jump straight into a marathon. You have to start small and slowly work yourself up to that. There is actually another reason why running and sports like running are very, very similar, if not the same as language learning. And that has to do with the way that the human body and the human mind develops skills. But that is an advanced topic, and one which we are not going to talk about in this podcast, at least not yet, anyway. Maybe if enough people want to hear about it, maybe in the future I will discuss it, but certainly not today. But today is a continuation from last week. Today is part 2, as it were. And today I'm going to go over 3 reasons why running is not just similar to learning English, but why running is actually very good for your English. Now, if you feel like you are stuck in your life with your English, but in your life in general, if you feel like you don't know what you need to do to put your life on the right track, if you feel like you don't know what to do to bring success into your life, my advice to you, start running. If you're frustrated about your English and feel that you're not improving like you should, like many intermediate to advanced learners, like you've reached a certain stage and now you can't progress past that, my advice for you is to start running. Seriously. Start running. In episode 0, I explained the concept behind this podcast, and I mentioned that some of the ideas, some of the tips that I would share with you are somewhat unusual. This is perhaps one of them, but I am very serious about this. If you are serious about mastering the English language, start running. Of course, it doesn't have to be running. It could be a similar physical activity. But the reason why it needs to be something like this, although I think running is the best for reasons I will go into in a moment, is because health and fitness in general, that is the habit of exercising, the habit of getting fit, the habit of getting healthy and getting more stamina and more energy into your life, is something that we call a keystone habit. Sometimes it's also called a gateway habit. This means that by developing the habit of exercise, of fitness, of health, it will create positive change in other areas of your life automatically. And that is the first reason why I suggest that you do this. It will bring success to many areas of your life, positive changes to many areas of your life, but especially to your English. This is something that I have talked about many times in Doing English Plus, in the training sessions that we do. So if you are a Doing English Plus member, as I know many listeners are, definitely go back and review some of those sessions where we talked about habits and go back over that and really get those ideas ingrained into your mind. It seems strange to say that, you know, if you want to get good at English, first focus on health and fitness and exercise. But it really is a case of if you get this habit done right, the rest will follow almost automatically, much, much more easily anyway. But why running? Like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be running. It doesn't have to be running. It could be something similar. But for several reasons, I think running is the best. And there are three reasons that I'm going to talk about today why running is extremely beneficial for your English. And that is aside from the fact that it is a keystone habit. The first is quite simply that it is an extremely good time to listen to audio lessons. Now, perhaps I am somewhat biased here because I am someone who learns best through audio. Audio lessons. I learn best from recorded seminars, teleseminars, podcasts, audiobooks, audio courses, audio training. Not only that, but I learn even better with that whilst running. The combination of exercise, the endorphins that pumps into your brain, and audio learning for me is a perfect combination. And everybody I have spoken to who has tried this has said exactly the same thing. It's like the learning becomes enhanced. And 30 minutes of audio lesson whilst running is the same as several hours whilst just sitting. But you also get total concentration when you are running. There is no distractions, nobody calling you. No reason to have to pause the audio, to lose your train of thought. You have total concentration. You can literally become completely absorbed into the content. And in fact, the first thing that I tell Doing English Plus members when they join the program is to get an MP3 player or to get an iPod or whatever it is that they use and download the audio versions of the lessons onto their iPod and to start listening to them whilst they are running or cycling, if you live in a place where you can listen to headphones while cycling anyway. You're actually not allowed to do it in Tokyo, which is another good reason to be running instead of cycling, I think. I learned most of my Japanese, not whilst running, because at that time I didn't run, but on the train, walking to the train station. At that time, I lived a long way from the train station. Every morning I'd walk to the train station. I'd have a 40-minute train journey to work, and then I would walk from the train station again to the school where I was teaching. And I spent that time learning Japanese with audio lessons. I learned most of the everyday daily conversation that I know from those audio lessons. And even now, I still regularly listen to Japanese podcasts, radio shows. I actually don't have a TV. Instead, I listen to the radio a lot. Audiobooks as well. Japanese actually isn't my main focus at the moment. But still, when I can, I try to listen to, you know, Japanese lessons, Japanese books, and Japanese content as much as I can. And you can, and definitely should, do this with English lessons. Get your favorite audio lessons, load them onto your iPod, and listen to them again and again and again whilst you're running. And you'll find, I think, you will learn a lot more like that than you normally would. The second reason that running is good for your English is because, as well as becoming absorbed into the audio, into the lesson, there is actually this very complicated connection between visual stimuli and what you are hearing, visual and audio stimuli. You've probably experienced this before, but I have words and phrases in Japanese that when I hear the word, I get a kind of a flashback of a train station where I used to live, of a still image, almost like a photograph. There's one particular word, and I always remember a scene as I was just getting onto the train. It was the end of spring, moving into summer. I was wearing a suit, I was hot, and everybody else looked hot and sweaty as well. And I remember hearing a word for the first time, and that word is connected somehow to that image. That image is completely arbitrary. It has no relation to the word that I heard and learned. But in my memory, it is connected. I'm not going to go deeply into the science of this now. In my courses, I talk about this in detail, but it is quite advanced. So just know for now that you get these connections between the visual stimuli that you see and the words. This will help you to fix the language into your brain much, much more deeply. This is digressing slightly, but this is also why it is good to change the place where you study regularly. If you're always studying at the same place, you lose the benefit of that environment, that external stimuli. So if you change the place where you study regularly, you'll find you remember much, much more, especially when it's a new place. But when you're running, everything is moving. There are people and things to see. And although you're not concentrating on those, although you're not thinking about them, they're there in your consciousness and they're connecting themselves with the lessons that you are listening to. Not necessarily language. I'm talking about English learning lessons here. But for me, like I said, right now, my focus is not really on learning Japanese anymore. So I'm listening to different kinds of lessons and training seminars, but the result is exactly the same. And the third reason why running is good for your English, and it is kind of connected to the second reason, and it's something which I kind of talked about a little last week, but that is quite simply enhanced creativity, improved ideas. All of my best ideas, in fact, most of my best ideas have always come either whilst running or whilst riding my bike, but especially whilst running. I have so many good ideas when I am running. I have Evernote on my iPhone, and I couldn't live without that app because when I'm running, I have so many ideas that I'm terrified of forgetting them. Some of them are really good ideas. One idea in particular that I had last year whilst running has been responsible for a lot of good things in my life since then. All of those things had to be recorded because I would have forgotten them otherwise. So I use Evernote and I just pull my phone out and I just record it. I suggest that you do the same as well. Those ideas might be to do with learning English, might not be, but they might be. But they'll probably be some of the best ideas that you have. Those ideas will just jump out at you. Record them and use them in your life. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, if you are feeling stuck in your life and you don't know how to get your life on track, I believe this is the way. You'll have so many ideas, so many insights into what you need to do to get your life moving in the direction that you want it to move. So there we have it. Three reasons why, if you want to master the English language, I honestly believe that you should start running. Next week, we have William Shakespeare's Guide to Speaking English Well. I'm going to tell you a story about a lesson that I learned from Shakespeare, a lesson that I have put to good use in my life, and I think that you can too. This is going to help you with your English, but as always with doing English, it's going to help you with much more than that, I hope. Which brings us very nicely to the end of episode 4. At this point, you can and should start up your computer if you haven't already. Head over to iTunes, type into the search box doing English, and subscribe to this podcast. You should definitely subscribe because although I do send out notifications to the Doing English Daily newsletter and to my YouTube channel, generally speaking, you'll get the episodes much faster and in fact much easier if you're subscribed to this show on iTunes. So definitely go and do that now before you forget about it. Start up iTunes, type in Doing English, find it, and subscribe. And if you like this podcast, do me a favor, go ahead and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback so that you know I know that I'm doing a good job of this. Right, that is it from me, Julian, today. Signing out from episode 4 of the Doing English podcast. Have a good week, and I'll see you 7 days from now with episode 5 and William Shakespeare's Guide to Speaking English Well. Goodbye, and take care.